This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Hello and welcome to Thursday's Dons Daily, the latest in North Sound's week of Friday Sports specials building up to Sunday's League Cup final between Aberdeen and Inverness. Today we've been speaking to some of the men who've previously tasted success at Pittodrie, and as there may be, just maybe, a final chance to grab a ticket for the match.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1, the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
But first, midfielder Willow Flood says the Dons are not being overawed by the occasion. He told Red TV he's keeping his cool ahead of the final.
It's a big occasion for the club and the fans and everybody connected to the club, but obviously it's a good day if you win. Obviously I've been on the wrong side of it, and hopefully I'll get me fortune this time and we can go and get a result.
Meanwhile, captain Russell Anderson's been speaking about what he remembers of the last time Aberdeen won a trophy in 1995.
Talking about how quickly the day goes, it was a really good occasion. Just being part of the club at that time when they won the cup, because it had been, I think, a couple of years that they'd, since they'd won one before that. So, I mean, the whole day was obviously good because they had a positive result. They played well that day. They deserved to win. And you could see it that day how much it meant to the supporters as well.
We'll of course have the latest from the Dons camp between now and Sunday on North Sound.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
Today we turn our attention to some of the men who've previously tasted success at Aberdeen. Doug Rugby was one member of the famous Gothenburg Great Squad managed by Sir Alex Ferguson. He told Friday Sports' Dave Galloway, Derek McInnes is the man to lead the Reds to victory.
The way they've been playing has been very encouraging. You know, they've been strong in defence, they've been good midfield, and they've been scoring goals, which is good. And when they've been attacking, they've been getting men in the box, you know, which has been very encouraging.
He's just made an incredible impact, Derek McInnes. What do you make of the job he's done?
Oh, he's done fantastic, obviously. You know, second place in the league, and we're challenging for Europe. We've got points clear from between second and third. And it's, it's really good, isn't it? And hopefully we can continue with the league form and bring on the cup games as well.
Talking about the great job that Derek has done, it would be great to see him extend his contract, wouldn't it? I mean, that's got to be a prime objective for Stuart Mill.
Yeah, well, obviously you want to keep things stable down at the park. The boys are playing well, and that's how you get stability at a football club, by keeping the top man, keep them put where they're staying in Pittodrie, yeah.
And talking about the League Cup final, 40,000 ticket sales, I mean, what would you make of that?
Yeah, I know. Is there going to be enough room in that train for me, I wonder? Yeah, that's fantastic, isn't it? You know, they're putting in two trains, two specials, and then all the buses, and obviously people will be going in the car. It's just about a big exodus from the north east of Scotland, you know.
I mean, that just tells you how much football means to the masses up here, and it gives you an indication as to the potential of the club, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. The club has got a big potential. It's got it can pull out the reserves for the supporters when the product is turning the supporters on, you know, and it has been in the past few weeks, and I'm just delighted that they're out and they're going to support their team again.
Can we win the trophy? How do you rate our chances?
Yeah, why not? Why not? It's a long time since, as you say, a long time since we won one. I think the boys are ambitious enough to go and put their mark on the cup. You know, so yeah, hopefully.
John Hewitt was also a part of arguably Aberdeen's greatest ever team. He says it should be an incredible day for the Red Army.
The atmosphere on the Sunday will be absolutely amazing, because never ever in the club's history have they managed to take somewhere in the region of 40,000 plus fans to a cup final. So I'm sure once the players get out on the park and see the atmosphere that the fans will create, then if that doesn't inspire them, then I'm afraid nothing will.
Yeah, are you surprised at all that we've managed to sell 40,000 tickets? I mean, that's beyond everybody's wildest dreams, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Even in the 80s when we were successful, I think probably would only take maybe 15 to 20,000 to a cup final. So it just lets you see the enthusiasm with the fans up in Aberdeen. They're hungry for success again, and with the amount of tickets that we've sold, and I believe we could have sold some more. You know, everybody wants to go down to the final on Sunday, so the expectations are really high from the fans. I only hope that on the day that the guys go out and do their best for themselves, for the club, and especially for the fans, you know. And if they do, I'm sure they'll get the right result on the day.
Yeah, a few people have said to me already, John, including the likes of Russell Anderson, play the game, not the occasion.
That's correct, yeah. The guys will know. I mean, Derek and Tony's will have done all their preparation. They've had a good week, you know. They've had a rest this week, whereas Carly have also had a midweek game as well. So they'll be up for it. I know they'll be up for it. The guys have done great this season. And as I say, I just hope that they go out and, as you say, play the game. You know, don't worry about what's going around about them. Focus on the game. And I'm sure if our boys play as well as they can play, then they can go in and win the cup.
What do you make of the job that Derek and Tony have done in less than a year at Pittodrie?
Great transformation. You know, obviously, the guys are responding to Tony and Derek at training, and that's the key for me. You know, they're enjoying their training. There's a real togetherness about the squad now, you know, and you see it in match days as well. In the years gone past, a lot of these games we would have accepted defeat or probably a draw, whereas now we're fighting right to the very end now, and we're getting results, and it's great to see, you know, and long may it continue.
Yeah, I mean, Derek seems to have balanced the acts of, you know, making sure everybody's upbeat, but making sure everybody's feet are on the ground, everybody's level-headed. You won't see any of the players getting unduly carried away about this game.
No, as you say, I mean, Derek's obviously worked very hard along with Tony this season with the squad, and the preparation for not just for Sunday but for every game is spot on, you know. So each individual on the team knows what they've got to do come match day. And it's as I say, it's the togetherness when they're on the park. You know, when you see the guys on the park, they're fighting for each other on the park, which is really good to see. And as I say, it might be on Sunday that we might go down a goal. You know, we might even go down two goals. Let's hope that's not the case. But as long as the guys stick together on the park and keep doing the correct things, then I'm sure even if things go against them early on, they can turn it around. And I'm really looking forward to the game Sunday. I'm confident without being overconfident that I know what the boys can do when they set their minds to it. And as I say, if they play as well as they can play on the day, then I believe that they can beat Inverness.
The Dons have got that great will to win, John. They've ground out some victories. They've got a number of late goals this season, but also they've played some terrific football. Is this the best football you've seen Aberdeen play for a good few years?
Yes, definitely. And I also believe that younger ones, you know, the Paulets, the Carmi Smiths, the Joe O'Shaughnessys, the younger guys have came in and been regular players in the team this year, you know, and they're actually holding their own in the team. Over the years, when the younger ones have come in, they might not just been quite ready to play. But this season, I don't know if it's playing with some more experienced players, some newer faces, but they've certainly matured. Their game has certainly matured, and they're actually, as I say, holding their own in the team, and they're doing really well for the club.
Big match on Sunday then. Who could be the key players? Obviously, it's a team game, but who could the key men be for the Dons?
Well, for me, I think the key to our success this year is we've had a relatively settled back four. You know, Derek's had good experience in there with Russell, Mark Reynolds, Andrew Considine, Michael Hector, although he's still a young guy, when he was here, was playing. But we seem to have a settled defence at the moment, which is helping. I believe, again, the experience of Willow Flood and Barry Robson is really key to Aberdeen's success, you know. And the way they played against Celtic at Parkhead, for me, these two guys were phenomenal. You know, Robson especially, he really dominated the game in the middle of the park, showed his calming influence. We kept the ball well, we moved the ball well. Peter Paulett will be a constant threat to Carly because of his running ability. You know, he just likes to go and run at people and take him on and get by him. Johnny Hayes on his day is a handful as well. Everybody, I sincerely hope Johnny can turn it on the day, you know, because he gives us a bit of pace and width on the left-hand side, for which we've been lacking over the years, you know. So if Johnny puts in a performance on Sunday, then he could be a key player as well. But everybody knows, you know, they've all got individual tasks to do come Sunday, and if the players do their job properly, then I'm sure we can get the result.
Russell Anderson, finally, John, a terrific Aberdeen man. You know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's supported the club all his life. Wouldn't it be great to see on Sunday him lift that cup and join the list of Aberdeen legends?
Well, I really hope so. You know, as you say, he's been a fantastic servant to the football club. You know, with Russell, you know what you're getting with Russell, week in, week out, totally committed to the cause, you know, and I just hope that on the day he is the one come final whistle that's standing up there getting the trophy presented to him.
North Sound One with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Among the dignitaries heading from Aberdeen to the game is the Granite City's Lord Provost. After he was at Tynecastle for the semi-final that got us to Parkhead, George Adams says he can't wait for Sunday.
I was lucky enough to be at the semi-final at Tynecastle when the support was amazing. And that was with something like, was that 12,000 or something? But now, getting on for 40,000, what's that going to be like? It is going to be brilliant.
North Sound One, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
And there's perhaps just one last chance to get a ticket if you're left without. Aberdeen say due to a number of returns, they have a small allocation of tickets available on resale, confirming it's the last opportunity for fans hoping to secure a seat. The club say the restricted view tickets for the Jockstein Upper and North stands are only available through the Pittodrie ticket office. That's it for our special Dons Daily podcast. You can hear them all again on the North Sound website or through our Twitter and Facebook pages. Your usual Friday Sport podcast will be here tomorrow night. That's, of course, after it airs live on North Sound 1 at 6 p.m. with a full 1 hour preview of the Cup final. These have been the Dons Daily Friday Sport specials. I'm Finlay Duncan.
Your music.
Your music.
Your life.
On the radio.
This is North Sound 1.